USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Republicans are calling out President Biden for bypassing Congress again and making the American people pay back someone else's student loan debt. Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News is a member of the House Budget Committee.
This is also a gross violation of separation of powers. Congress has not discussed this proposal. Congress has not voted on this proposal. The president is using a statute that does not apply under this condition. That is why it's illegal.
The DNC's Cedric Richmond defends the American people being responsible for someone else's debt.
Congress acted. And if you look at the legislation that allowed President Trump and President Biden to delay loan repayment, it's the same legislation that allows him to forgive.
Lightning and a hydrogen leak may delay the launch of the Artemis 1 to the moon. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Russia is moving to build up its forces in Ukraine as its campaign to secure territory in the country's east and south has stalled. A series of volunteer battalions formed in recent weeks across Russia is preparing to deploy to Ukraine. Flooding continues to be a problem in parts of the country from seasonal monsoons.
The latest weather reports show the Pearl River, which leads into the mouth of the Mississippi Sound, is now predicted to crest on Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves told residents his team has wisdom and knowledge on their side.
Mississippi is no stranger to severe weather and flooding, and this has led our agencies to have a tremendous amount of disaster response experience.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A person waiting for the bus and another walking their dog were among four people shot, three fatally, by a man who appeared to fire randomly for about 2.5 hours in Detroit, Michigan. An arrest was made Sunday night. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Musician Taylor Swift won Video of the Year at last night's Video Music Awards in Newark, New Jersey. Taylor won with her 10-minute song, All Too Well.
I had sort of made up my mind that if you were going to be this generous and give us this, I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that... that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
Two U.S. Navy-guided missile cruisers sailed through the Taiwan Strait Sunday. Gordon Chang on Fox News is a senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute.
You know, if the United States has had one consistent foreign policy from the founding of our republic, it has been the defense of the global commons. And we need to do more of this because China is claiming that the Taiwan Strait, where this sailing took place, and the South China Sea, and the East China Sea, and the Yellow Sea, they say the sovereign Chinese water. Well, the United States needs to sail, fly, and operate wherever international law allows, and we need to show the Chinese that, and we need to do more of it.
Violence between militias backed by Libya's rival governments have killed at least 32 people and wounded 159 more. The fighting in Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday was the worst there in 2 years, and has raised fears the country could plunge back into a full-blown war. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.